Joining me in the studio right now is our mayor, Greg Williamson. And Greg, God, devastating news that now we have another fire that started up at Campbell Beach.
Well, morning, Rach. Yes, it's been a tough night for the residents of Campbell Beach and Serena Beach. We had 80 people standing on the beach between the two of those beaches by about 3 o'clock this morning.
Wow, just standing there because they've had to evacuate.
Yeah, you couldn't get out. The road was actually closed due to smoke, really.
Wow.
And we had a lot of people suffering from smoke inhalation standing on the beach. So it was quite a grim night.
Yeah.
But I got to say that, the district disaster controller, Superintendent Glenn Morris and our CEO Craig Doyle did a fantastic job overnight. And we had buses down there to take people out. We've got a loader down there to try and help them with create the brakes. It seems to have stabilised a little bit right now. At Campbell Beach, people are going back into their homes at the moment. They've done a lot of backburning at Campbell Beach, mm-hmm. so it's destroyed a lot of the fuel for the fire. So that seems to be under control at the moment. Serena Beach, there's no backburning being done down there because it's too dangerous. So Serena Beach is still a little bit risky at the moment. They're still trying to create fire breaks down there. We have two buses on standby just at the entrance to Serena Beach. So if people need to evacuate, we've got a couple of buses down there that can take, 120 people, I think.
Fantastic.
If we need to get people out. There's about 16 to 20 people in the Bobwood Cultural Hall, and that's our evacuation centre for the Serena and Campbell Beach areas. So the Bobwood Cultural Hall in Serena, and we've got staff there looking after those people. So there's the other big fire concern for us still is the Ungerleigh fire.
Yep.
So that's the old Finchatten fire that's burned up the range. It's very close to the chalet at the moment, but that's been controlled with a lot of backburning. So the road to Ungerleigh is closed still, and that's both ways. It's both ways closed now. That's mainly due to smoke. There's a heck of a lot of smoke in the area up there. So the road to Ungerleigh is closed now both ways between Finchatten and Ungerleigh itself. They've burnt a lot of the backburning around the road and around the Ungerleigh Township area just to make it safe. And the crews are still all there. There's a lot of crews up there between Finchatten and Dalrymple Heights. And it's a fire that they're determined as contained now but not controlled.
Right, okay.
And so there's still some at-risk areas, and today's going to be, who knows what today will bring. It'll be another very hot day, another day of very low humidity up in the valley.
Yeah.
And the stronger the winds get, the worse the conditions become for the fires in our region.
Yeah.
So it's still another very tense day today, Rach.
Yeah, I know. It's just something that we've never really had to deal with, I feel. I mean, you said it not in your years that you've ever seen a situation like this before. Is there many people evacuated evacuation centres in the Dalrymple Heights and Finchatten area?
No. All of those people self-evacuated. We don't have too many people left up in the Ungerleigh and Dalrymple Heights and Crediton areas.
Mm-hmm.
Those people self-evacuated to friends and families. We had three or four people last night up until about 9 or 10 o'clock at the Morani State High School Hall.
Uh-huh.
And they all found friends and relatives to go to. Which was really good. There was a couple there with big dogs, and
yeah.
They couldn't find anywhere to go. And a bloke from Gargett came in and said, "Look, you can come to my house. I'll take the dogs, no problems."
Fantastic.
Isn't that just lovely, isn't it? Heartwarming stories that you hear all the time. And it's just fantastic. We live in a fabulous community.
Absolutely. I have to say the HIP Facebook page has been flooded with people offering their homes and offering, what can we do? What can we do? Just
yes.
asking me. And I'm like, I'm not sure. We all just want to help, and that just goes to show what a fantastic community we are in.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so we, as a community, we've just got to maintain the watch over what we're doing. Make sure everybody is aware of what's going on all the time, listening to the radio, jumping on the council's website, making sure you understand the emergency services area of the council's website, so our dashboard will have all of the information on it that you need to know.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Greg.
Good on you, Rach.
Thank
Good
you.
To talk to you.